but the Lord directeth his steps. That we serve a God that is so awesome and so great that it doesn't matter what we do, what we want, what we desire, that God has constantly got his hand on our life. He's constantly moving us. He's constantly trying to bring us to a place that he can step back into our lives one more time. That my heart says I want to go this direction, and my heart says I desire that, and my heart says that I want to go here, and God's saying, hey, I love you. I'm going to guide your steps. I'm going to bring you to a place that I can step into your world one more time. I'm going to bring you to a place that I can reach into your life, that I can wrap my arms around you, that I can remind you how much I love you. We serve an awesome, awesome God. The Bible tells a story of a man that was bound by devils. A man, the scripture says, that no man could bind. They tried it. They tried to bind him. They tried to put him in prison. They tried to control him. They tried to help him. They tried to do things in his life to do whatever they could to help this man, but he was unhelpable. He couldn't be chained. He couldn't be taught. He couldn't be tamed. He was lived in the tombs in a graveyard, the scripture says. He wasn't a young man. He was later up in years. I'm sure he had a family at one time. He had a business. He had a wife somewhere. He had a mother that he didn't plan for it to be this way. He didn't plan for it to end the way that it did. He would sit in the tombs, and he would take rocks and he would cut himself, and he had chains on him that he couldn't move. He couldn't that they were with him always, that he'd broken off as he had run through the streets. He would run naked through the streets, and his family would be ashamed. They didn't know what to think. That's my boy. They would pray about it. They would talk to God about it. But there was something inside. There was something going on that this man had no control over. Jesus was standing on the seashore, and he was teaching, and he climbed into a boat. He stood in that boat, and he began to teach as the crowd began to gather around. There was nowhere for them to stand. And after a while, all of a sudden, Jesus stopped everything. He sent the multitudes home, and he turned and he looked at the disciples and he said, we've got to go to the other side. Jesus was on a journey to Jerusalem, and he stopped and he looked at his disciples and he said, I must need to go through Samaria. There's nothing in Samaria. You don't want to go through Samaria. We don't have anything to do with the Samaritans. And Jesus said, you don't understand. I must need go through there. I've got to go through. It's out of the way. It's not exactly where we need to go. That there's nothing there that we want. And Jesus said, you don't understand. I must go through Samaria. There's something about Jesus that when he finds somebody that's hungry, that it doesn't matter where we are, it doesn't matter what's going on in our minds, it doesn't matter where we're living exactly at that moment, it doesn't matter the struggles that we're going through, it doesn't matter the problems that are going on in our lives. We don't get perfect to get God, we get God so that he can change us and make us into the men and women that we desire to be, that he wants us to be. Jesus walked through the streets, and there were people everywhere. They were screaming and hollering. They wanted his attention. But Jesus had come that day for one man that was small in stature that couldn't make it through the crowd. And he climbed into a tree. And when Jesus got to him, he stopped. He asked to go to his house. And you read in the scripture, he says, today salvation has come to your house. All of the other stuff that was going on, it was somebody that was messed up, somebody that was lost, somebody that was confused, somebody that had done things that others didn't like him anymore. But Jesus saw something inside of him that he was hungry for something more. There is something about an almighty, awesome God that will go beyond all of the stuff when he finds somebody that's hungry, that he's willing to go beyond all of the things that are going on, when he finds somebody that says, in the midst of all of my mess, in the midst of all of my problems, I need you. looked at the little lady as she came to the well and they began to talk. There was something about this woman. He looked at her. He began to tell her her history. You've been married 5 times. The man that you're living with now is not your husband. She began to tell stories of going into the mountains and that they would worship. Tell stories of one day that the Messiah was going to come. There was a hunger inside of her in the midst of her messed up life that she wanted to see God. And Jesus turns and looks at her, and it's one of the only places in the Bible that he just straight up tells him. He says, I am he. This is a little Samaritan woman on the backside of nowhere with nothing, but there was a hunger in her heart to see God. And God said, I must need to go and see this lady. It's out of the way, Jesus. No, you don't understand. She wants to see me, and I want to reveal myself unto her today. She needs me, and I've got to get to her. Cut, bleeding, bruised, living in tombs and graveyards. Somewhere in the midst of all of the confusion, in the midst of everything that was going on, in the midst of what was happening, there must have been a moment of sanity in this man's life. A moment as he looked into the skies, as he walked to the edge of that tomb, and he said, God, I can't live this way anymore. A moment of sanity as he looked into the heavens and said, God, I remember a day when I knew you and I was close to you. I remember a day that I was there. I remember a day that your presence moved and flowed in my life. I remember a day that I wasn't bound. I remember a day that I didn't live the way that I lived. And I don't know what happens. The Bible doesn't say. Maybe he goes back into the fog that he'd been living in and walked right back into the same place that he'd been and sat back down and picked up another stone and began to cut on himself. But that moment of sanity as Jesus stood there teaching the multitudes, he stopped everything and said, we've got to go to the other side. But Jesus, there's a crowd here today. These people have come to hear you. You don't understand. Send them home. We've got to go to the other side. But Jesus, there are people in this room today that are hungry. There are people here that they've come to get meat. They've come to hear something good. He said, you don't understand. We've got to go to the other side. I can't stay here any longer. There's somebody over there that in a moment of sanity, they've cried out unto me. There's somebody over there that's hurting, busted, bruised, and broken. And all they've come out of whatever's going on. And in one moment's time, there was something inside that cried out and said, God, I need you. And when he stepped off that boat, that man came running. He ran towards you. See, what you've got to understand this morning, it doesn't matter how bound you are. It doesn't matter what you've been through. It doesn't matter what you've struggled with. If you've still got worship inside of you, you can get through anything. The scripture says that this man ran towards Jesus. He said, my name is Legion. That's anywhere from 1,000 to 3,000 devils that lived inside of this man. But not even 3,000 devils could stop him from worshiping Jesus that day. Not even 3,000 devils could stop him from raising his hands and worshiping Jesus. You've got to understand this morning that there's an almighty, awesome God in this place. We've broken protocol. Service is over as we had planned. But God has stepped into this room and he's saying, you know what? There's somebody in this place that I've heard the cry. I've heard the cry from the dim depths of inside. You may not know what you're crying for. You may not understand what it is that you're longing for. You may not understand what it is that's inside of you that's saying, I've got to have more of him. I've got to have a change. I've got to have something different. In a moment of sanity, sitting on a bar stool, say, I've got to have something different than what I've got. And in that moment, you think that God doesn't listen and God doesn't hear. In that moment in the middle of your mess, that God doesn't pay attention to people that are in messes, but it's at those voices that he'll stop everything. and say, I'm coming. It's those voices in a moment of sanity that God will shut everything else down and say, hey, you're having good church, but you know what? I've got somebody that something inside is saying, I need, they need me. Hey, you've got to understand this morning that that is a God that loves you this morning. Lord Jesus, that your spirit would begin to move and flow in this place. As the musicians begin to make their way back to the platform, I want you to begin to sing that song one more time. What you've got to understand this morning that it is in moments and times like this, that it is a moment in time that you say, I've been wondering, I've been walking in circles, I feel like that I've just been going through the same old stuff, I've been battling the same old things, I've been going through all of the same things, it just seems like it's just over and over and over and over and over again. The children of Israel walked in circles for 40 years because of decisions that somebody else had made for their lives. And there came a day that God led them back to the River Jordan. And he said, today is the day. They grabbed their bags. They got their stuff. They looked at a river that was overflowing. They looked at one of the fastest flowing rivers. They had millions. They had children. They had babies. There was no possible way that they could cross. And the priest stepped into the water. And the river began to dry up. And they walked across on dry land. You look at your situation today and you say it is insurmountable. There's no way that I can ever beat this. And God says, if you'll just step out in faith, I'll break every chain. If you step out in faith in one moment's time, I can change everything. If you'll just step out in faith, if you'll just step out, oh, I can dry up the waters that are in front of you. I can help you cross over. I can tear down the walls of the strongholds that are in your life. But you're going to have to, you know what, God, here I am, Jesus. Here I am, Jesus, as they begin to sing right now, Lord Jesus. God, this is your service, oh God. Lord, that your spirit would move and flow in this place, Lord Jesus. Lord, you see every person in this room. You see every battle. You see every struggle. You see every lie that Satan has told. You see every chain that has been drug into this place. You see every bit of confusion that has clouded the minds of people that you love, Jesus. Lord, we ask you right now that there would be a moving of your spirit, oh God. Lord, that your anointing would move and flow in this place, Lord Jesus. Lord, that your spirit would begin to move and flow right now, God. Lord, that you would touch, that you would heal, that you would deliver, that you would break chains, that you would bring clarity to things that are confused, oh God. Lord, that your will and your way would be done in this service this morning, oh God. These altars are open this morning. If there's something that you need from God this morning, I want you to come to this altar. That God that stops everything. That God that stopped in the middle of a sermon and said, we've got to go to the other side. That God is in this place today. The God that stopped everything and said, I've got to go see a little lady in Samaria, is in this room right now. And he says, you know what? There are people in this room that have needs. And I'm willing to change everything for those people. There's some people in this room that have walked into this place today. And there's something inside that's crying out. That says, God, I'm tired. In a moment of sanity, they said, God, here I am. Oh, Jesus, we thank you, God, for meeting us in this place today, God. Lord, we thank you, Jesus, for allowing your spirit to move and come and take over this service. Lord, that your divine will and purpose has been done in this place, God, that you would touch the lives of every person in this room, oh God. Lord, that you would go home with them into their homes, Lord Jesus, that they would have peace, that they would have joy in their homes, oh God. Lord, that you would break every chain, Lord Jesus, that you would give strength, that you would heal every disease and every problem in this room right now, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory be to God. How many people feel like they've been to church this morning? Amen. Amen. Who says you can't have a move of God in 50 minutes, huh? It's not even 11 o'clock yet. We've already had a move of God in this place. We serve an awesome God, church. We serve an awesome, awesome God. And this is just the beginning of the things that he wants to do in this place. Just have his liberty and take over and have moves of God in this place that are going to blow our minds. That's what we're going to do around here. We're going to be an apostolic church that is sensitive to the flow of God and move and flow in his spirit and allow him to do what he wants to do in this place. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I hope they're ready for us. I don't know if they're expecting us just yet, but we're fixing to line up. Yes, sir. We're good? They're ready? We're good. We're going to be heading next door. We've got tables set up outside. We've got tables set up in the fellowship hall. And just line up and fill your plates, fill your bellies. We're going to have a good time of food and fellowship. And I want to welcome all of our guests here this morning. Thank you so very much for coming and be a part of Moss Bluff Pentecostal Church this morning. If you're a guest this morning, you don't need to wait in line. You have permission to cut all the way to the front, all right? So if you walk by and you see somebody that's just an old, we're all one of us old members around here, you just slide on in front of them. And if you're one of our old members around here and somebody looks like you've never, bring them on up and let them cut in front of you. We're going to let them have first dibs on all the good vittles this morning, and we're going to have a great time. So whenever, if you want to sit in here and fellowship for the next 3 hours, that's your business. But a bunch of us are going to get over there and fill our bellies and get fat and happy. Amen. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.